Next up on Southwest Kansas Focus, we have Joanne Knight. She is the Executive Director of the Dodge City Ford County Development Corporation, and she'll be making a proposal Monday night during the City Commission meeting for the Rotomix project. She goes into details on what that proposal will be.
Rotomix is a company that has been here in the community for many, many years, and they manufacture the feed mixers that go on back of feed trucks to feed the cattle, and more recently they've gotten into a lot of the dairy industry expansion. They are needing to expand their facility. They actually have locations in Hoisington and a sales office in Scott City, as well as their main manufacturing plant here in Dodge. They're going to be doing about a $5.5 million expansion. It's about $3 million in commercial real estate and about $2.5 million in machinery and equipment. So we will be taking it to the City Commission on Monday night for a prorated property tax exemption on the commercial real estate side, which is very consistent with what we have done with existing industry expansions here in the community. And great project. They're going to be adding in the first 3 years about 10 new jobs, and it sounds like that's already increased from there. And so we're really looking forward to working with them and having them remain and expand in our community.
How much do those exemptions help?
It really does help with the projects, and what we've gone to here is the state allows you to do 100% 10 years. What we've done here is go to a prorated, so it's 100% the first year, then 90, 80, 70, and goes on down, which greatly helps the taxing entities because they see that new tax income in year two starting to come in. Anytime you do a property tax exemption, it has nothing to do with the existing taxes. Those all stay the same. It's just on the new construction that they're bringing in. So if you can help them to get that expansion in with a little bit of property relief, it actually adds to your property tax base pretty quickly as the company comes in. On this particular project, JAG Construction, which is a local company, is doing the construction of the project, and so it will be local contractors that are hired to do the expansion.
Mm-hmm. Has that been prevalent with local contractors in some of these projects?
It really just depends on the scope of the project and if the expertise is here and how the bids come in with each particular expansion as it happens. But we definitely see our local contractors do quite a bit of the work that's needed out in the community.
I know that with Rotomix, they've been a pillar of the community for a long time. What does it mean to have someone like that as a business say we're committed to this area?
It definitely is a positive. I mean, those manufacturers can locate any place, any other community, and a lot of communities do give absorbent incentives to get them there, and for them to make that commitment that they want to stay in Dodge City, that's definitely a positive for us. You know, we do have a workforce and housing shortage here, and so we've been working really hard to try to address those issues to help our existing businesses to be more successful. And I think they've seen that impact of some success that we've had on that, and it makes their decision to stay here easier.
And that's Joanne Knight. She is the Executive Director of the Dodge City Ford County Development Corporation, and here on Southwest Kansas Focus.